Over to our next story, South Korean President Park Geun-hye says both the government and military should get ready to respond to the northern neighbor's nuclear activities.
Our government and military should prepare practical countermeasures against North Korea's nuclear weapon and missile capabilities, and maintain a punitive stance against North Korea so that any kind of provocation from the North can lead its regime to self-destruction.
During a cabinet meeting at the presidential office, South Korea's president said hopes are dashed that North Korea gives up miniaturizing their nuclear weapons. Park said South Korea and its people will become threatened if North Korea gets to mount a nuke on their ballistic missiles. The remarks come a few days after Pyongyang test-fired a submarine-based ballistic missile off the country's eastern coast. Tension is already running high on the Korean Peninsula over Pyongyang's repeated nuclear and missile tests. Last month, the U.S. and South Korea agreed to deploy a missile system to counter what they call threats from the North. Press TV's correspondent Frank Smith joins us now from Seoul. Frank, a lot of rhetoric going back and forth between the North and the South. Where do you see tensions on the Korean Peninsula right now?
Well, I think the tension is building up between North and South Korea and between the U.S. and North Korea. And Park Geun-hye really seems to be trying to take advantage of this. She's spoken in terms about the North Korean leadership and the North Korean government in ways that no South Korean president has done in more than 20 years, suggesting North Korea was unstable, that its leader, Kim Jong-un, was irrational, that perhaps the North Korean government was on the verge of collapse with a recent diplomat defecting. And it seems that she's trying to get herself a bump in public opinion, with polls showing increasing discontent with the South Korean president by painting North Korea in this way and by raising the sort of tension and war rhetoric on the Korean Peninsula. At the same time, we do need to recognize North Korea's submarine-launched ballistic missile and the fact that there are U.S.-South Korea joint military drills taking place at the present time on the Korean Peninsula. And those have also raised tension here. In addition, you have that agreement that you mentioned to deploy a U.S. missile system here called THAAD, Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. And that's a very controversial deployment plan for late 2017, which will coincide with a presidential election here in South Korea. So you already have South Korean politicians coming out with their position on that deployment. So really, the situation on the Korean Peninsula with regard to inter-Korean relations and relations between the U.S. and North Korea is something in flux.
And what's happening between the North and the South is pretty much stuck in a broken cycle, so to say, as the North carries out missile tests and attacks, missile tests and ballistic missiles off the eastern coast. And then the United States and South Korea, they carry out military drills and exercises in response to that, and then it just keeps going on and on.
That's right. Getting out of this cycle, which really required, we had a couple of headlines this week, and traditionally conservative media outlets here in South Korea saying that sanctions haven't worked, that there needs to be a new policy from South Korea and the United States, that their policies of pressure and sanctioning North Korea really aren't working, that they need to engage North Korea and engage in negotiations with North Korea. We had the sixth party talks back in the early 2000s that were suspended in 2008. Prior to that, in the 90s, we had the agreed framework, which really saw a freezing of North Korea's progress on its nuclear development and missile development. We haven't seen that for a few years, and Kim Jong-un has undertaken really an unprecedented level of missile tests since he came to power, and he seems really determined to develop this deterrent. Unless we see a serious change in policy from the United States and a drop in the conditions
Sure.
that they demand for any negotiations with North Korea.
Press TV's correspondent Frank Smith joining us from Seoul. Thank you, Frank.